So for the last 25 years, in fact, 25 years ago, the Lord gave me a vision of me just walking with him. Just walk, just walk. And I was walking inside a train track tunnel. It was a single track, and I could see the light in the distance. And I was walking, and you get the sleepers in between that hold the track in its place, right? So the train, when it's traveling on it, will always be exactly able to travel on those rails, right? And there wasn't a train. It was like everything had been broken down at some stage or another, and that train wasn't happening. And you had to get to the light, but you had to walk. Anyway, I started walking, and I knew I was walking with the Lord. I could sense the Lord next to me, and I was walking along with him, just heading towards the light. And the track was lit up slightly by the light in the distance. And there were different stations that I walked past, but it's not that there were really people there that I noticed. I was just maybe a bit of light on the side, but just walking past there. And you had to pick your way a little bit because, there's stones in between those sleepers, so you needed to watch where you were walking. But it was fairly smooth, it's fairly smooth in the sense that it was a train track. But there wasn't debris or anything like that in the way. It was just a train track, right? And I was walking and I was walking. There was nobody in front of me. And as I walked more and more, I started to hear a crunching sound on the stones. And I thought it was me, but then I realized, no, but that's not in sync with my feet. And I turned around and there were people following me. And I turned to the Lord and I said, "Lord, what's going on?" He said, "Listen, you just walk. Just walk. Those people are seeing you walk. And in seeing you walk, they will follow your walk. But they're not your concern. You're not there to try and do anything specific. You just keep walking, and then they will see what you're doing as you're walking. And I will speak into their hearts accordingly." I said, "Okay, that's perfect." So that's what I've been doing for the last 25 years. I've been just walking and sharing my life and sharing what the Lord has done in my life. And there's been various books that the Lord has written through me and various other things, the Timeless Journey play and many, many other things that the Lord has done over time that have just been a blessing, right? Well, today during praise and worship, that picture changed. And I was still in the tunnel, and we had just passed the station, and again, there weren't many people, but I knew by the crunching sound, I knew there were people behind me. And in front of me, it was no longer smooth. It's like there'd been some kind of a disaster. A bit of the roof had caved in. There were sleepers up at angles, and it was broken down. And I thought to myself, okay, well, I'm going to have to climb over this. I could still see the light on the other side, but it wasn't like a nice tunnel picture, of like a rounded arch. I could see that there was light on the other side. And so I said, okay, well, I've got to climb this. I mean, that's where I'm going. I know where I'm going, and I know I've got to get there. So I started to pick my way through the debris. So initially, the debris was just broken up pieces of ground with a sleeper at a wrong angle or, a rail that was bent out of shape, and it was getting progressively worse. And eventually, I got to where the real obstacles were. So I started to climb up over it. It wasn't like a cliff face or anything, but it was a lot of rubble. And you had to hold things in terms of, stabilize yourself and be able to step this way and step that way and lift your leg over that and so on and so forth. And it crossed my mind that, there were people following. So I turned to see what was going on, and there were a number of people that were like just stopping and considering this. But then there were others, and some were young people that felt, oh yeah, I can do this, not a problem. And they were just following to clamber over this stuff, etc. And I noticed some older people, they were struggling, and some of the younger people picked them up and helped them to carry them over, etc., the different obstacles. So some people were still falling, but then there were others. And I said, Lord, what's happening here? And he said, there have been many people who've been following me out of curiosity. They have been following me to get something out. They've been following me because they think I will give them an easy life on earth. They think that they will get money. They think all these different things. And a lot of times, these are messages that have been pumped out by so many different medias. And even some churches have been pushing this, that yes, your life is going to get better and everything. So I said, well, Lord, all I can do is walk with you. He said, that's all I've asked you to do. I've asked you to do nothing else. You walk and you clamber over, and I'll show you the path through all of this mess that's coming up. And I will encourage the hearts of those who truly want to be in the light, who truly want to get to me. I will encourage their hearts. I will encourage their hearts to step forward in faith. I will encourage their hearts to listen to me telling them the little things that they can do to get from this step to that step, around this obstacle, through that loophole. Whatever it is, I will speak into their hearts. You just keep walking. And so I said, all right, Lord, so clearly it's going to get tougher for me too. He said, yes, it's going to get a lot tougher, but you can do this. And I believe this is a message for me in terms of the different things that I've done in the past and the way that the Lord has used me to grow and become stronger and better at many different things that He's given me supernatural ability to do, because there's no ways I can write books. There's no ways that I can do podcasts. There's no ways that I can do any of these things. I'm slightly autistic. So the Lord is just using a dumb donkey like me just to kind of lead the way in this sense. And I know it's Him doing all the work, right? Well, He's going to do the same with you. If you are walking and leading and encouraging people, just by the fact that you face the obstacles that you face and that you go through them and over them, listening to the Holy Spirit, you are giving confirmation to others that they too can do this. There have been people who have gone to church just because, oh, this is the done thing, this is what we should do. They've gone to church just because other people have gone to church and they feel that they should. They've gone to church because they felt like, you know what, my partner is a Christian, so therefore I must go. There's a lot of people who have just gone to church for those reasons. Now, remember, church is two people where Jesus is present, right? That's what church really is, because there's one body and it's all of us. So when I'm saying going to church, I'm not talking about going to church on a Sunday or a Saturday if you are a Sabbath observer. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the fact that you are choosing Jesus no matter what, all the time. There will be people who have been watching you at work. You didn't even know that they're watching you at work. There have been people that have been watching you in the shopping center. Your friends have been watching you. Maybe for many years they've been watching you, right? To see if this is actually real. Well, now the real truth is going to come out. The real truth is, are you prepared to face the obstacles that are coming? Because God is intentionally putting these obstacles in the front of every single believer. And the reason why He's doing it is He's testing you. Not because He doesn't know the outcome of the test. He does know the outcome of the test. He's testing you because you need to know. You need to know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you love Him. And you're only going to know that when you are faced with really difficult trials, really difficult things that are going on in your country, in your nation, in your environment, in your family, in your workplace, in your non-workplace, in wherever you are. You have a home, you don't have a home, you have money, you don't have money, whatever the Lord is going to be using. And to some people, it'll look one way. To others, it'll look the other way. But the biggest thing he's going to be bringing is that to be a Christian is going to be a really, really unsavory thing. People will soon start to look at Christians and they will think of them the same way as they think, and this will be supernaturally driven by Satan, but they will start to have that same horrible feeling about Christians as they do about Hamas and what's going on there. They will have that same horrible feeling. You have to make a decision. Your decision is, I'm just looking at the light and I'm just going to get to Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. I'm walking with him, but that's where I'm headed and that's what I'm going to do. And it doesn't matter how it looks to anybody else. And I'll go through whatever I've got to go through, but I'm not giving up. And while I can be an example and an encouragement, for as long as the Lord gives me breath and gives me opportunities at whatever point to reach and touch and bless whoever is around me, that's what I'm going to do. And that's the decision that every one of us is now going to face. Your families are going to reject you. They're going to stand against you. Because pretend Christians are going to give up. They're going to say, ugh, it's not worth being a Christian. I can't get what I want out of this. I thought that I was going to get a nicer life. I thought that it was going to be better. I thought that they are going to toss away because their focus is on this world. They want this world to be their paradise. They do not want to live as a spirit in this world. They want to live as a physical person in this world. And this Christianity is not going to do it for them. The promises of prosperity have not come through to the prosperity cults. The promises of so many other things that people have promised about Christianity have not happened because Christianity is not about this world. It's about being the spirit God created you to be and getting home and bringing as many people with you by example and by love and encouragement and opportunity. Well, my brothers and sisters, it's crunch time. And I really, really pray that you will stay the course. I really pray that you will turn your heart and look at it and say, why am I a Christian? And then make a decision to be a Christian, to become the bride of Jesus, to become the bride of Christ. Remember, there's no male or female in heaven, so your spirit is not male or female, right? When you're talking about bride, it means that you're going to become one with God through Jesus. But you're not the head. He leads you. That's why you would be the bride. You've got a serious decision to make. Because what's about to happen and is already happening in many countries is actually going to be so distasteful to the world. So distasteful to the world. The world is going to change its attitude towards Christians in a really radical and big way. You may lose your job. You may lose your business. You may lose your house. You may lose lots of things. You may very well lose one or two of your family members who totally reject you and never want to see you again. You're going to have to make those decisions. The Bible's not joking. Jesus was not joking when he said, you're going to have to choose me above your family, above everybody. You're an eternal spirit and you have an eternal destiny, and you're going to have to keep that as your focus. And I will keep walking and keep encouraging, keep strengthening all those who choose to listen and pass on and share. Christianity was never a toy for me. Having been possessed by an evil spirit, I know the reality of that realm, and I know the reality of what they're doing, and I know what they are doing to people. You might not have had my experiences, but I can promise you, you need to choose who you really are, and you need to walk in that. You need to walk as a child of God, as a spirit within your physical body. That's what you need to walk as. If you're looking for any free encouragement, you'll find at multidimensionalthinkers.com /a-life-is-worth-living. It is an ad-free site. There's no income generation. I get nothing out of it, excepting it's a trail of the path that I've had to walk, and the way that the Lord has led me, and the insights and the blessings that he's given me to share with everyone. And it's free to everyone. So please enjoy it, pass on, and encourage everyone around you. So that's Multidimensional Thinker. So it's MultiDim for Mary, EN for Nancy. So it's MultidimensionalThinkers.com, then a / then a, and then a dash. Some people use the word hyphen, so a-life-is-worth-living. MultidimensionalThinkers.com/a-life-is-worth-living. God bless you, and enjoy Jesus in everything, because he is so real. He is so real, and you will need him for this time coming. You will need the Holy Spirit for this time coming. And you're going to get battered and bruised in the process, because that's what happens when you're climbing over and clambering around things. You get the splinters, you get the twisted ankles, you get all those different things. That's fine. You're still getting there. God bless, guys. Have a beautiful day.